Believe me, my friends, this is no fable. Before your very eyes, all that remains of a vampire and turn into a bat, a vampire bat. Ladies and gentlemen, the actual skeleton of Count Dracula, the vampire.
Like me, you'll be a hangman. on nearly her hour, and nothing would appear. And then I heard the medium say, he said, son, your ghost is here.
Holy cannoli, you're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM.
That's the scariest dish of all.
I don't know why I even said that, but you are listening to, yes, it is a radio program called Revolution Rock that you would think would be very experienced, but despite winning awards and being on the air for several years, we're still amateurs.
You know, this is our Halloween episode, and to be honest, nothing frightens me more than going on air with you and seeing what's going to happen.
That's the best compliment I've ever had in my life, and I want to thank you for that, Adam.
You're welcome, and a very sincere happy Halloween to everyone who's listening to this program. Of course, we're airing the Saturday before Halloween, but we do hope everyone out there with youngins who go out trick-or-treating, have yourself a safe and fun Halloween. And also, may I just add, I hope the show has been a treat for you and not a trick.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it might be a trick you enjoy, but we'll talk about that later. Anyway, we heard from The Lollipop Shop.
Yes, from the 1968 release, Just Color. A lot of people know this song. They don't necessarily know the album, You Must Be a Witch. It's been covered many, many times, and it's just a really great deep cut from the late 60s from this band. Prior to that, we heard The Beat Happening. We heard a track from 1988's Jamboree called Hangman. Prior to that, we had music that was all surf and instrumental based. We heard The Black Flamingos. They have a new single called Double Feature, and it features two TV theme songs. We heard them doing a surf version of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Now, for those who are listening to us in Canada and who are of a certain age demographic, you probably know what this is a reference to. The old TV show Are You Afraid of the Dark? It was kind of like the Twilight Zone for kids, but it had a very ominous opening, much scarier than anything in the actual program. That clown doll in the opening always freaked me out when I saw it.
Wasn't that Goosebumps?
No, Goosebumps went,
Thanks for the seal noises.
You're welcome.
Before that, we heard music from the Suffragettes. We heard Banshee Bop, a single that was released standalone digitally in 2022. And then we had two more Canadian artists prior to that as well.
But did we name the song from the Suffragettes?
Banshee Bop.
Banshee Bop. Yes, and we did hear two bands, as Dave said. Prior to that, the Icky Bonds with Snake Eyes, also a single release. That one from 2024, so just earlier this year. And we heard Rusty Blade from Bloodshot Bill from Diary of the Doom, his latest release. And I will say, Rusty Blade makes me very scared. Nothing scarier than tetanus.
That's right. You gotta watch out for that.
Don't lick metal doorknobs, kids.
Just don't do it.
Or any doorknobs, for that matter.
And if you have doorknobs in a bag and you're trick-or-treating...
No, go on. I want to hear how this is going to go.
Don't do that.
Well, Dave, I don't think there's any better way to end off the program now by saying thank you so much. And this has been a treat, as always, doing this Halloween episode with you. I do feel, unfortunately, we had to let someone go. Our usual guest, the Mystic Eye, unfortunately had to be defunct because last year there was that little possession problem. So, unfortunately, they had to retire. But this song is a tribute to our great guest host. We're still thinking of you. This track is called Evil Eye.
Yes, by the band Dead Moon from 1989's Unknown Passage. That's how we're going to end the show. And if time, maybe we'll squeeze in a few more tracks. Mark Kazmon is up next with the Cowboys and Indie program here on CJAM 99.1 FM. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll be back next week. Same time, same frequency with Revolution Rock. And happy Halloween, everyone. Things to my life, you arrive and I still try to hate you.
is Bird Note. Salt Marsh Sparrow. The name tells us everything we need to know about this bird's habitat, but it discreetly leaves unmentioned this species' biggest secret: its free love mating behavior in the tidal marshes of the East Coast. New techniques for analyzing the parentage of chicks have shown that extra pair copulations, or non-monogamous relationships in birds, are not as rare as once believed. But the salt marsh sparrow takes it to an extreme, with a breeding strategy described by scientists as featuring a bond-free relationship between males and females. Meaning that males and females copulate with multiple individuals of the opposite sex, and then they go their merry way. The female builds her nest alone, where she incubates the eggs and feeds the hatchlings. If a male approaches while she's busy, she drives him away, and he doesn't come back. Due to historic habitat loss and rising sea levels, salt marsh sparrows are at serious risk of extinction. But it's not for lack of trying on her part. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.